The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was in the ER last week. I want to give you an update. And for those of you who didn't know I was in the ER last week, well, let me talk about it right now. It's Thursday. We call it Friday's Eve. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic. I go by Anthony A.
All right. So I'm feeling good. Better. And I'm going to be going to the doctor later today because we have a flight to catch on Sunday. I don't know if you got vertigo. You could fly or not. I'm going to fly anyway. And if I'm a little off balance, Automatic, you're just going to lead me into that party.
Oh.
Okay, hand arm in arm like that. Husband nice. And wife style.
If you
okay?
can't fly, we're not going.
Oh, no.
Because I'm not driving.
Heck yeah, it is like you're, when Michael Jordan played game 6 of the NBA Finals with the flu.
I got to go.
It is kind of like that for Dana
it.
Right now. Dude, you guys get to this networking
up.
Mixer.
But anyway, thanks so much for everybody sending me messages on Instagram, Dana Cortez Show, because I lost my Instagram, Dana Cortez. Mm. Anyway, feeling good. I want to do something different, though. Automatic, the other night, you know, he's an NBA DJ. He said, Dana, the amount of people that come up to me that are construction workers or they're driving or grocery delivery workers.
You know what?
We got to shout these people out.
Yes. First of all, I got to shout out Ronnie Williams. He's an elevator inspector, and he came up to talk to me the other night. Super good guy.
Elevator inspector. Huh?
Yeah.
Heard it has a lot of ups and downs.
Anthony A.
Nobody laugh at that.
It was good. That was funny.
It was witty.
It just reminded me of when I worked at convenience stores. I used to have an overnight shift. First of all, I was scared as a woman in there. Second of all, people were so rude. And sometimes they would talk down to you. Also, fast food workers, shout out to you out there. I was a fast food worker for a very long time. Hello, they are giving you a great service. They're getting your double cheeseburger out
Yo,
on time.
Bro, the you people who yell at fast food employees,
oh my
you are the dumbest person. How are you going to yell at somebody making your food when you can't see what they're doing to your food, bro?
You deserve spit.
Oh my God.
Oh, come on now. That's out of hand.
Another
shout out here. Shout out to our friend James, who works at McDonald's that we met the other day.
What's up, James? Yes, that's right. I just want to say that I know sometimes you go through life and you're working hard and you feel like you're not appreciated. Everybody delivering my Amazon packages and so on, we love you.
Yes man.
Very
yes.
Much
and
appreciated.
And since we are moved into the new house, I've realized one thing. Construction is an art.
Man.
If you work in construction, you are an artist. Don't ever let anybody tell you any different.
Landscaping, construction.
I can't do any of that stuff.
The math they're doing, I'm like, what's going on out there?
I hate to curse, guys, but all this effing gratitude has me happy as hell, guys. I think the fact that we're just sitting here expressing appreciation is good because like positive news has to work so hard to get out, and I just expressing
and
gratitude is great.
We're
yes.
here with it. Come
it
right
took
here.
Dana almost dying to do it, but you know what?
We're here.
We're here, and this good energy will eventually lead to her getting her Instagram account back.
Yes, it will. Dana Cortez, somebody knows somebody at Meta. Hit me up. Mm-hmm. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we have National Poutine Day. Mm. All right, if you're not right. Canadian, this is a Canadian delicacy consisting of French fries with a heap of gravy popped onto it. I didn't think I was going to say the word heap. It threw me off. I don't know where that came from.
It was Canadian. It was like, that was the widest thing you could think of.
Forever. For me, that's just Big Dana food. Fries and gravy. Let's go.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on a nice invention going back to the 60s and 70s, National 8-Track Tape Day.
8-Track Tapes?
Yeah, it's going all the way from 8-Track Tapes to streaming music now.
Okay,
as well.
My mother still has a big case of 8-Track Tapes. Now, I don't know this to be true or not, but she swears she used to carry that in her car. And she said people would be like, oh, you got an 8-Track player? My goodness, how times have changed.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, I know it's not only us. You're friends with somebody who doesn't like another one of your friends.
Mm.
Such a Uh-oh. Difficult situation. Sometimes it's even family.
Yeah, I have, my brothers have guys that we were mutual friends with that they're not friends with anymore, and it put me in an awkward space.
Because you're still friends with them, right,
well,
DJ Automatic?
No, I mean, I always have my brothers back, no
of
matter
course,
what.
Of course, of course.
But I can't just hate somebody because they have a disagreement over something that I don't even know if it's true or not. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. And I believe it, but they don't really, none of them really knew what was going on, so
sounds like high school.
It wasn't high school. It definitely was more serious stuff than that.
But guys, I think oftentimes can push past it because if it's not going to end in some type of squabble, and I'm not promoting that, but like, yo, bro, what are we doing here arguing with going back and forth? Same thing with my friends. I'm like, my group of friends who don't like each other, I think like, this ain't real beef. Like, y'all ain't really going to fight.
Anthony, we're not promoting violence.
I'm not promoting violence, but what are we doing? What are we doing?
Why are you mad at so-and-so because of so-and-so?
Yeah, like, let's throw some gloves. Like, toss him some gloves and get in the ring. Let's settle this.
This is what I said. I said, if you really got that big a problem with it, go kick his ass.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
And guess what? 5 years later, everyone's friends again.
There it is, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
And don't be beefing, though, that much, because everyone got kids, families, wives now. You can't be doing that stuff, dog.
We shouldn't be acting like we are in high school. All right, so line two, Ale, are you friends with friends who don't like each other?
I have two girlfriends from the Bay. Uh-huh. And out of nowhere, girl beefing over some stupid, okay?
Gosh, ladies, what are we really doing here? Gosh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? If one of them did the other really dirty, that might be a little different, but it's not enough for me to stop being friends with anybody.
How do you juggle being friends with each?
I just stay out of it. If one of them starts talking smack about the other, it's like, hey, I don't want to hear it personally because I still love the other person.
Oh, there you go.
Stand on it.
What did she do? Because you got to let us know. What happened?
You guys are going to die.
What'd she do?
I'm telling you guys, this is how petty it is. So I'm going to say friend B, I think she's just getting sick and tired of friend A.
Why?
That I don't know why. And friend A made a comment about her looking like a tank, like getting built.
Good Lord, we talking about weight now, ladies?
Oh,
what are we
no,
doing?
Yeah, dude. Ah, when a roasting session goes too far with homies, that's always funny.
Yeah, but the roasting doesn't, that's not a man thing.
Come on.
Most men don't get too hurt about those kind of things.
It could happen, though, but if you call a woman a tank,
yeah,
that's pretty insulting.
Those are fighting words. Yeah. They call me a tank, at least not to my face. Jeez. Okay, so I have a question for you because I think this is even more important. How do you handle posting them on social media? Does the other one say, God, why are you with the tank? Like, what are you doing?
So friend A was like, friend B got so upset over something so stupid. And I just tell her, I'm like, same thing. Like, I love you guys both. If I post her or you or whatever, just know it's 50-50. There's no competition. There's no, like, picking one over the other.
Well, you know, it'd be bad if friend B put up a little picture of an army tank underneath emoji.
Oh, nice,
I'd be
dude.
Like, it would be fighting, girl. Why are you laughing, friend C? Why friend C over here laughing?
Dana, how about you? What do you do when you have a friend that doesn't like a friend?
I don't have any friends. That's how I keep it, okay? That's how I keep from this drama. 877-730-DCS1. Call us up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
In case you missed it, there is a woman who is cutting men's hair while straddling them in a bikini. Giving them men's facials. I'll tell you where you can watch the video and we'll discuss last, because I go last. DJ Automatic.
So the numbers are in and the average number of sexual partners by country is out. Okay.
Where did the U.S. come in?
Well, the U.S. didn't make the top 10, but I'm going to give you guys the top three now.
Okay.
So in Turkey, they're averaging 14.5 partners per person.
What?
Ooh, boy, getting stuffed.
Yeah. Australia, 13.3, and New Zealand, 13.2.
Well, they do call Australia to land down under.
Well, okay, so the U.S. didn't even make the top 10, which is good. That means that we are not promiscuous.
We're right up there. We're right outside the top 10. We're at 10.7 partners.
Ew!
And then worldwide, most people have about 9 partners, sexual partners, over the course of a lifetime. But it was kind of interesting because the most populated countries, which are China and India, they have the least sexual partners at 3.
I think the U.S. is lying. Like most people do when it comes to partners.
Yeah, dude.
She's lying. Dog.
What does J.
She's
Cole
lying.
Say? You got to multiply by 3 or whatever it is. So, yeah.
USA. USA.
You're claiming that Turkey's got like 45 partners each?
Anthony A.
All right. In case you missed it, if you're dealing with a psychopath or a narcissist, you might want to take a closer look at their hands. Researchers in Canada compared finger lengths to over thousands of volunteers and found that the ones who were diagnosed clinically psychotic or narcissist all had longer index fingers than their ring fingers. Now, the index finger is your number one finger.
Yeah.
So if that's longer than your ring finger, you might be...
I'm not.
...a Kanye West.
Bro!
Automatic, that explains a lot.
I'm pretty close. I'm a borderline.
Borderline narcissist.
And that's what my sister, who's a therapist, said.
Measure up, everybody. Measure up.
Oh, my nails are dirty.
Ew. In case you missed it, Kara's fade has gone viral on Instagram. She is a licensed cosmetologist, stylist, and licensed barber, and she sits and straddles on her clients as she washes their hair, fades them up, gives them a little shade, cleans up the beard. And I actually had a woman send this to me on Instagram and ask me, Dana Cortez, what you think about your husband, DJ Automatic, going to Kara's fade? And so I asked you, and what did you say?
I don't even pay for strippers to do that. I'm not going to pay for my haircut to do that. And plus, I've been going to female stylists for years. I'd rather feel a boob on my shoulder than some guy's, you know, whatever on my shoulder.
Oh, so you're anti-barber.
I'm not, but you're not, I'm not anti-barber because I don't discriminate, but I'd rather get a haircut from a woman.
That's where you answer that question when it's coming from your wife.
would you go? Would you go there or not?
Do you think I'm really going to be like, I can't wait to get some in my face.
Go watch the video and decide for yourself. Would you go to get a haircut? A lot of men love it. I mean, she's making all kinds of money. The crazier part is she said before when she was just cutting people's hair, she was barely making ends meet. She's making...
she's banking, I'm sure.
Yes.
There's nothing crazy about that. You put in my face, guys are going to show up, bro.
And they're going to tip. They tip well.
Well, somebody's getting a tip.
Are you comfortable with your husband going to a place like this where he's getting straddled while he's getting groomed?
For me, I know this sounds weird, I don't really care about that kind of thing. If Otto went to strip clubs, whatever, but he's cheap. He's not lying. He does not go to strip clubs, not because he doesn't love to look at nude women. He's just too cheap. He'll never pay $125 for a haircut.
Hell no.
To just sit there and get blue balls.
No.
Like, that's just not in him. Go watch a video.
My
at
wife
Dana
knows me.
I do know you. At Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. Check it out and call us up 877-730-DCS1. What do you think about your man doing this? And we'll talk about it another day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There was a man out for a walk, taking his dog for a walk like he does every single day, and he discovered a dinosaur. A 70-million-year-old titanosaur.
Hell yeah, dude.
Completely, well, not completely, 96% intact. One of the most perfect dinosaurs ever discovered in the history of archaeology.
Tell me the dog picked up the bone and started running with it.
That would be really good. That would be really good. But no, the man was actually picking up the dog's poop.
Hey, there you go.
Noticed the fossil. You know, he noticed the vertebrae.
The moral of this one is you should always pick up your dog's messes because look what it could lead to. You could make a groundbreaking, pun intended, a discovery about dinosaurs. That's sick, dude.
But which leads me to ask the question, what's the weirdest thing you've ever discovered while you're walking your dog?
I pulled a piece of lasagna out of my dog's mouth the other day.
Oh my gosh, that's not worth any money, and it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. That's why she's healthy, as the vet said. Too healthy.
Oh my God. All right. From discovering dinosaurs to a bride in custody. Let's go to Mexico City, where a woman was excited for her wedding until police stepped in and booked her. She was arrested on site in her wedding dress for extorting chicken merchants in Mexico City.
Wait a minute. Extorting chicken merchants?
They were strong-arming poultry shops in Mexico City.
They're like, give me all your damn eggs.
Yeah, exactly, dog. And
why?
A little twist here.
Have you seen the price of eggs?
Hello. A little twist here is that the groom actually took off from the wedding and left her there.
Oh!
So needless to say, nobody got chicken tacos.
You know what? I think he was the narco. He was the snitch that told about the pollo incident.
He just dipped out through an El Chapo tunnel.
Exactly. That's what happened.
All right. Speaking of chicken, there's this new chicken place in New York City that has virtual cashiers who work remotely from the Philippines. Okay?
Wait a minute. Yeah, explain more.
You go in, you order your chicken on a screen through Zoom. You talk to a person in the Philippines. They put your order in. So here's the catch, though. They're still asking you for a tip.
Here's the tip. Shut this thing down right away because nobody's going to buy your chicken.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you grocery shop at Walmart? I know I do. What if I told you you could get money from them?
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a big lawsuit going on. We'll tell you about it in food news. Time for artist hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
All right, so very serious hashtag to begin with. Jennifer and James Crumley, they're the parents of 15-year-old Michigan boy Ethan Crumley, who committed a mass shooting at his school in Michigan, killing 5 classmates. They've been sentenced to 10 years in prison. This is Jennifer Crumley addressing the parents of those who were killed by her son.
To the victims and the families, I stand today not to ask for your forgiveness, but to express my sincerest apologies for the pain that has been caused. My time in confinement has been filled with deep remorse, regret, and grief over this tragedy.
All right, so like I said, judge gave him 10 years. Her name is Judge Cheryl Matthews. She's presiding over the case. She said these convictions are not about poor parenting, but basically just ignoring red flags from your son. Ethan has severe schizophrenia. He would tell his parents daily about visions and thoughts of killing others. In text messages, his dad would say, oh, suck it up. You could get through this. And they bought him a gun.
Oh. Are they the first parents to go to jail for
first ones ever. And there's we have a friend whose son was caught with a gun. And he just did it to show out. And a friend of the family said, there's just so many guns now. These kids can get a hold of them. As a gun owner, I think we can all agree, responsible gun ownership is what everybody wants. All right, DJ Automatic Food News.
If you shopped at Walmart between 2018 and 2024, January of 2024, you are eligible for some money, even if you don't have any proof of purchase. So what happened was Walmart was overcharging people for weighted goods and bagged citrus.
Oh, wait. When we're doing our own checkout?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
You can get up to $25 back from them right now.
Nice.
And if you have proof of purchase, you can get up to $500 back from them.
How many proofs of purchases do we have, DJ Automatic? I am a Walmart shopper, honey baby, when it comes to groceries and things, and local too, but still.
So you have to go submit a claim form on the Walmart website, and you can get a check, you can get a prepaid MasterCard, you can get a Venmo, Zelle, anything you can think of.
I think more than like the money aspect that you can get, I think this is just further clarification that you shouldn't feel bad when you feel the need to take something from the self-checkout. This is like clearly they're messing up as well too, so this is all just something
we're all
trying to
learn. It wasn't only self-checkout, it was just checkout because they're the way to goods there.
Either way, dog. Either way, bro.
If you say you have the cheapest prices, you have to have the cheapest prices.
Exactly.
And they didn't have the cheapest
prices.
You
charged me too much for that jalapeno Walmart. I want my $500. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. We have National Poutine Day, everybody.
Okay.
Ooh.
Slow National Day.
Shout out to a great Canadian delicacy. All right. Poutine is fries smothered in gravy. Why we don't have more of this here in America, I don't know.
Poutine sounds like a nasty word.
Poutine's a woman you don't call back. All right. We also have 8-track tape day as well, too. Man.
Like I was saying.
My mom had 8-track tapes. She still has them. She refuses to throw them away. Cases as big as a coffin.
At this point, they got to be worth money.
Maybe you're right. Is that it?
No, we'll wrap it up on Barbershop Quartet Day. So it is a random national day. But I just want to take this moment to shout out all the homies in the barbershop. We appreciate you for giving us these confident builders out there.
All right, there you go.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We have never once condoned violence on this show, but sometimes things happen. So anyway, Automatic, Anthony and myself, Dana Cortez, having a discussion about friends. Because earlier we were talking about being friends with friends who don't like each other.
Tricky.
All right, but what about...
Delicate balance there.
What about you having an argument with your friend that escalates to a physical altercation? Can you be friends again?
I believe you can. I've seen that exercise more through dudes than I have women.
Yeah.
Where I've seen two guys like who are friends, they have a disagreement a night out or drunken night, and then they fight.
What happened?
And then by the morning, it's okay. One time, we have a creepy homie who goes by the name of Chuck. Here's the thing about creepy Chuck, all right? He's good with everything else. He could fix your car. He could help build, like, set up appliances in your house. He helped me build a desk. But when it comes to the ladies,
He's creepy Chuck.
He gets out of line.
Yeah, and we were having a house party at my boy Steven's house, and creepy Chuck thought it was okay to make a move on Steven's mom.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, buddy. So
that'll get you.
That got creepy Chuck put through a wall.
Yeah,
through some drywall, dog.
And the next day, y'all were friends with Creepy Chuck again?
That one took a couple weeks to cool off, but by the end of summer, we were all hanging out again, so it was all good.
Every friend that I've fought, and I've fought a lot of my friends for some reason.
Wait, automatic physical fights?
Like, yeah, of course. And we were all better friends after the fight.
I think
you just have more respect for them. I mean, I've like one friend, we got into it because he just wouldn't stop talking and he tried to come after me. And I shut the car door on his legs and told him.
He said shut now, but earlier when he was telling us the story, he said he slammed the door.
You slammed the door?
Yeah,
I slammed
the door on his legs and I told him, what are you going to do now?
Okay, like
well,
a good friend.
Because his legs are broken.
And then I had another friend attack me with a pipe.
What?
He actually hit me with it.
Oh, whoa.
And we...
What kind of pipe?
A metal one.
Oh, I thought you meant a smoking pipe.
No, it was a metal pipe. And we we had like a real physical full-on brawl. And we're still like best friends to this day.
What happened after?
It took about a half hour, 45 minutes. And then we were like, hey, bro, that was stupid. You know, we both were beat up, bruised or whatever. But like, yeah, I swear we had more respect for each other after we actually fought it out.
Must be a guy thing.
Yeah,
because I don't think women do. We just talk about each other when somebody leaves the room. Hey, girl, what you doing? And when she leaves, did you see what she was wearing?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.